Thank you so much for coming over tonight. I promise you a good dinner for the money you lent me. I even put on a dress for this. I know since you moved out of the dorms, you've been eating ramen and pizza all the time. I don't know how you managed to scrape together enough money to lend that much to me, but I'm very grateful. I wouldn't have been able to make my tuition payment without it, but I'll be able to pay you back soon. I'll have the money coming in, decent money. I can pay you back and have some money to put aside for the next few semesters. It's funny you should ask. I got a job. Well, not so much a job. I don't have time for that and all my classes. But I signed up for a bunch of research studies with that big pharmaceutical company. I wasn't expecting much. All the students sign up for stuff there. Or sell plasma or things like that. I thought if I got lucky, I might get chosen to test some new flu vaccine or something like that. They pay okay for your time. But apparently there was something in my blood test they liked, or my demographics were just right. They asked if I wanted to be part of a special study. It's one that's paid a bit extra because it wasn't an ordinary one. It's for a new birth control pill. Sorry, too much information, right? They need sexually active girls of my age group to test it, and it pays a whole lot more than other stuff. They say it's entirely safe. Well, other than the chance of it failing, of course. But they have that covered too. And this study could run for years, even after college. There's just one catch. I'm not actually sexually active. I was once, literally once, so I kind of lied when they brought me back in for an interview. If I didn't tell them I was sexually active, that would have disqualified me. You can't really test a birth control pill if your subjects aren't having sex, right? I guess I didn't really think it through. I thought it would be the easiest job ever. I'd just take the pill, show up for the test to determine I'm not pregnant, and then cash my checks. Except, I guess they want to do just more than birth control. They want to do exams and measure things like, how many sperm cells are left behind? And, sorry, I'm probably grossing you out, right? I can't tell if you're lying or being polite or what. I'm kind of surprised you didn't get up and leave your crazy friend behind. But you've never abandoned me. For all the time you knew each other, you've always been there for me. Whether if it was to give me a copy of your notes from class, or a little money, or to give me a ride somewhere, you always were there when I needed a favour. And I need another one. A big one. One that may seem a little too much. But please, hear me out. I need someone to have sex with me. A lot. No, I'm not joking. You know me. You've known me for years. I wouldn't joke about something like that. I might joke about your fashion sense or the music you listen to, but not something like that. Not about sex. Well, not without a few drinks with me first, because I do get a little raunchy then. But I haven't drunk anything tonight. I can't when I'm on this study. So, dramatic pause here, I guess. Can you help me out? What? No, I don't need you to introduce me to one of your friends. Oh, how can you be so dense? I don't want you to set me up with some stranger. I don't have time for that. And you have some awful friends. Well, except for me, of course. What I really was looking for, I don't know how to say this. I was thinking you'd figure this out on your own, but here goes. I need you to have sex with me at least 3 times a week, but only for a year or two, maybe 3-4 tops. Now, before you say anything, I know we've never had that kind of relationship, not even close, which is why it has to be you. We both need something without complications, without attachment. I can trust you to not let things get messy. We can have sex, but still keep our friendship. And I won't have to work to maintain a relationship above and beyond the friendship we already have. I don't have time for that and for school. And maybe the sex won't be too bad. You don't have a girlfriend right now. I know if you had hooked up with anyone recently. Wouldn't you like some no-strings-attached sex, even if it's with me? You wouldn't need to spend money on me at all. No dates, no gifts. I'd be a pretty low-maintenance lover. I know this is an awful lot to hit you with on short notice. This is really just supposed to be a dinner to thank you for the loan. But all of this testing stuff comes up this week. But the notice I've been accepted this morning, I can find someone else to have sex with me if I have to. One of your friends or maybe a classmate. But, oh fuck, that's going to be awkward. And the thing is, I start all of this tomorrow with a physical exam. They kind of told me I had to have sex tonight. So even if I did find another guy for the long term, I'm still stuck for tonight. So maybe you could help me out. We could have sex and then I wouldn't bug you about it again. Or maybe after we do it once, you decide it's not too bad and want to come back for more. You know, I didn't just spend all of my time on this dinner tonight. I also spent some time on myself. I know you like your girls. Well, girly. So, well, don't laugh, but I shaved a lot of stuff I haven't shaved in a long time, and I shaved some stuff that's never been shaved before. I know you find that hard to believe, so I thought I would show you. I had this dress, but nothing really appropriate to wear under it, so I just decided not to wear anything at all. See? I hope my being naked now makes this an easy decision for you. It's completely okay under the circumstances to stare at my breasts or any other part you may happen to find interesting. I know I've actively discouraged you from googling my body before. I think it was back when I first started getting these breasts, but still thought boys wouldn't notice if I didn't wear a bra. Your eyes taught me differently, and my fist taught you not to stare. I guess that was the beginning of an unspoken agreement just to ignore each other's developing bodies. It was easier that way for us not to see our best friend as something to lust after. But that's why I can come to you with this request and stand in front of you like this. You know I'm not that big into relationships. That's why I only had the sex one time. And only to get it out of the way, I can trust you not to take any of this the wrong way as anything romantic or that complicates our friendship. So, will you sleep with me? We can just try it once and see how it works out. Tonight I wouldn't commit you to anything. It wouldn't have changed anything either, no matter what. We wouldn't let there be any romantic complications or feelings for each other besides our friendship. We'd still just be friends. Not friends with benefits, because that implies it was for fun. Just friends. So come on. All you have to do is take my hand and go with me into the bedroom. It's dark in there. Maybe that might make it easier for us. Unless you want to see me. I'm okay either way, whatever works for you. Good, you're coming with me. I thought I was going to have to get down on my knees and beg, or to do something else, which I guess I'm still going to do if it helps at all, but so help me, if you came in my mouth and couldn't get it up again to feel my pussy, I'd smack you. No matter what we do, remember this is so I can stay in the testing and make that money. So, here. I even made the bed. I know, right? So totally not me. But neither is any of this tonight. I guess the food kind of was, but not the dress or the makeup or all the other putting myself up I did. But I don't know. I guess I owed you clean sheets for the occasion. So would it help if I undressed you? I think I can do that, even in the dark. I just need to pull off your shirt, like so, and then undo your belt and pull down your pants. Except they're caught on something. Oh, sorry, I guess you didn't find my body all that bad to look at, that's reassuring, but you always were easily, you know, excitable. That history teacher of ours with the huge breast used to do it to you all the time. It's nice to know that you didn't find my breasts lacking in comparison. Right, enough talking. Let me just pull off your boxers. Now I know how to get them hung on up on your, well, I guess I can say it, cock. God knows we've used word sandwich around each other over the years. I suppose you're all ready to go. I thought we might need a little encouragement, but I guess I underestimated how much of a typical guy you are. But I'm not complaining. For once, it's working in my favour, but I need some time to catch up before we move to the bed. So just ignore any suspicious sounds you might hear. Like that. Sorry, I just need to touch myself a little. I actually started a minute ago. No need to drag this out. I think I'll be ready in a minute. I guess I should offer you the chance to help. I feel a little weird doing this in front of you, even if it's dark in here. Maybe this would help both of us. Here, give me your hand and let me put it there. Just swap it along the outside for now. See? Nice and smooth. Please tell me all that hard landscaping work made a difference. I felt kind of silly doing it. I feel kind of silly doing all of this. But I think it does feel better with someone else's fingers touching me there. Okay. Let me control your hand again. Just take that finger and... Good. That definitely feels a lot nicer than when I do it. But then again, your finger is much bigger. Don't move your hand though. Let me move it for you. Let me fuck myself on your finger for a minute. Or maybe fingers, because there's room for two now. Sorry. I know you're not used to long noises like that coming from me, but... There may possibly be more before the night is over. If nothing else, I promise you some good fake ones at the end. I don't want to damage your ego. Obviously, they'll be able to tell tomorrow if you came, but I just need to be there and reasonably wet. Speaking of which, this is kind of embarrassing, but I think I'm well. I'm drenched. But you know that, don't you? So... We can take your fingers out of me after just a few more seconds. Pretty much any second now. Okay, now maybe we should move on to the bed. That seems the safest place. We don't really have a need to go too fancy, especially our first time. I'll just lie down here, and if you could get on top of me very carefully, good. Now you can just keep yourself over me and keep your weight off of me. I'll grab it. I can pretend it's a dildo. A very lifelike dildo. I can take it in my hand and rub it slowly up and down my sit. Yeah, I think I'm ready. Well, as ready as I'm going to be. There's no sense drawing this out, so let me try to put it in. Okay, we technically have penetration. At least the head. Last chance to change your mind. Because if we go any further... I'm not letting you stop until you come to me. Okay, good. So I guess just hold on for a second. I've got you in a bit. Let me grab onto your butt and just pull you down. Ah, that wasn't too bad. You would make a good deal though. I know I've called you that enough times, but I guess that's enough of me fucking myself with you. You're going to have to earn your keep now. That's good. Just like that. Slow and steady wins the race. Really, I guess any way you want to do this is okay with me, but this seems to be working pretty well. And you don't mind if I talk, do you? You may have noticed over the last decade or so, I kind of have trouble shutting up. If it's weird to hear my voice when you're having sex, I can try to stop. Okay. I think my eyes are starting to adjust to the dark too. It's the street light outside. I can tell that you and you're just kind of staring at me as you fuck me. I suppose we shouldn't make eye contact, should we? That's almost as bad as lip contact for intimacy, because kissing would be bad, right? Sorry, I should have said that before, but I guess it was kind of assumed. No lip contact, minimal eye contact. Maybe look at my tics or something, or I could turn on the TV. There's probably a game on. Never mind, the remote's all the way over there. Whatever, we'll get through this. Just so you focus on coming in me, so that they'll be happy tomorrow, and then I get my first check, and I'm happy too. And if you get some happiness from my body, then everyone wins, right? Oh fuck, I'm going to have to wash these sheets again tonight. Between how wet I am and how sweaty we're getting, and possible other body fluids there may be, we're making a mess. Fuck laundry, that can wait. We need to finish this. I wasn't expecting you to last so long. No offence intended, but damn. You're threatening to outlast me because I'm about to come. No, it's okay. I should come. Maybe they could tell if I didn't tomorrow, I don't know. I'm not a doctor, but do you risk simultaneous orgasms? That sounds like the kind of thing that would lead to the wrong kind of feelings. So maybe you should let me go first, because I'm ready. Right. Now. Damn it, you were supposed to wait as soon as you felt me start to calm. You did too. Fuck. Don't look into each other's eyes. Don't look. Okay. Get off of me. You don't have to get out of bed right now because we both need to catch our breath. But no cuddling or I slap you. But that wasn't too bad, was it? I didn't notice any complications at all, even with us coming together. And not to put you on the spot, but would you be willing to do that on a regular basis? The whole 3 to 4 times a week thing for the foreseeable future? We seem to do okay together. You'd be doing me a huge favour by, you know, doing me. Speaking of favours, it is getting late out and it's supposed to be kind of cold. You're already here in a warm bed, as long as you stayed over there on that side of the bed. I don't suppose there's any reason you couldn't just crash here tonight. Besides, if I got out of bed to see you out, I'd have to acknowledge how messy the seats are when I come back and do laundry. Shower too, I suppose. So I guess it's just an all-round good idea to stay here. Just don't let any ideas that it's more than just convenience for both of us. There's no complications between the two of us. Absolutely no complications at all.